WY Portland at 107.1 and 91.1 FM, and on the Oregon coast in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online and on demand, xray.fm. I'm DJ Lazy Bones, and this is Wildflowers and Weeds. And behind me is Patty Rojas and the band. Does your band have a name? Or your band?
Yeah, it's Patty Rojas, and wait, you just say the Patty Rojas band.
Yeah, that's perfect. They're live in the studio with me right now. We are in our production studio. I've got a full band, so it's going to be a really good show. They're playing us music off the new album that's coming out. They also have a album release show on February 7th at the Showdown with Bad Assets and our buds from Forest Grove, Brooklyn Dell, and the Revelators. Yeah, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
It's always a pleasure to have people want to play in front of me. I feel like I'm getting...
And behind you.
And behind me, yeah. I've got percussions behind me, which I feel like is my life. Yeah, you guys, you have your album coming out soon. It's your debut out, like, under your own name, because you've been in bands probably your whole life.
Yeah, I've been in bands playing fiddle and writing songs, but it hasn't always been my band, so this is my first solo effort.
That's amazing. How does it feel?
It's exciting.
It's
tickles a little bit.
Yeah, still butterflies in your stomach.
A little bit. You know, feels a little naked trying getting these songs out there that are quite honest.
Yeah,
I'm stoked about it.
That is a whole aspect that I didn't think about. When you have it like a band, it kind of gives you that facade of like putting personal stuff out.
Right.
Could be any of you. But yeah. So did you write all of these songs?
I did.
You've been in music. What age did you start playing? Because you've been in music for a while.
I have. I started playing when I was 10.
Okay.
On violin. But I've been singing and fronting bands and playing in bands since I was 15.
That's amazing. I was reading your bio. And in 1992, you opened for Selena.
Yep.
And that's like a huge. I read that and I was like, oh no, don't get nervous for the interview.
Yes, it was the 90s, so it was like En Vogue was popular at the time.
Yeah.
So we had a 3-part female
cool.
harmony little group, and so we opened for her.
I feel like that was such a staple of the 90s into the early 2000s.
Totally.
I love it. That's amazing. I'm excited to hear the songs. You have your song out, which you will be playing later, Honeybee.
Yep.
That's single's already out. That's amazing.
Thank you.
And I know our friend Phil
yes.
hooked this up, and I was like,
thank you, Phil.
Yeah, thanks, Phil. Give him a little shout out. We love Phil.
Yes.
Great. I know he like messaged me and he's like, I think this would really fit your show. And I was like, you are very right.
Awesome.
So I'm excited to have you here. You're going to be playing us the songs. The first one's Midnight Waltz. Do you want to tell me a little bit about it, like the story?
Yeah, it's actually a song. This is really not a waltz, but it's just a metaphor for the dance of a really unhealthy relationship and just kind of realizing that it's not going to work and walking away and being okay with whatever it was and learning from it. But that you're done. So that's
relatable.
It's a breakup song.
Yeah.
For sure.
I feel like we all need that anthem. And you need to find it at the right time, which is after the breakup.
Yes.
Remind you why this ended. Well, do you guys want to get into playing that?
Sure. That sounds great.
You see around town now, honey. It always seems like you're doing well. That same old smile and look in your eye, but I'm not the one this time. Remember when we said, now honey, we go west and leave it all behind. Wide-eyed, foolish dreams wake up to a Oh, wish you well at the end of the day. You took me by the hand, now honey, radio was playing our favorite tune. You held me tight, and oh, I felt so right, I knew the song was ending soon. They turn into years now, honey. This house of cards we built comes crashing down. Empty bottles and broken dreams left hearts bleeding on the ground.
Just heard Midnight Waltz. That is by Patty Rojas. I've got the whole band in with me, so you're hearing that live if you're just tuning in.
Hello.
I should give the band a chance to introduce you guys, or yourselves, although we don't have mics everywhere, but do you want to?
Sure.
Everyone's looking at me.
Yeah.
Do you? Here. I'll slide it over.
I'm Chad Lanning.
I'm Ben Kozloy. I play guitar.
I'm Palmer. I just want everybody to know that this is not a bass drum. This is a box that you're hearing out there. For all you drummers that were like, that guy can't tune his bass drum, it's a box.
That's crazy.
I want you to know.
See, that's what I was talking about with like the minds of musicians, where you just make things work.
That's right.
We're packed in here. It's cozy.
It is.
It's cold out. It's fine.
This is lovely. Nice and warm and friendly. And
yeah, thanks for joining
intimate.
Me. I'm excited to have you guys on. Your album comes out, when is it coming out? On the 7th of February?
It actually drops on the 6th.
Okay.
We'll have the show on the 7th.
And that's at the Showdown?
Yep.
We love Brooke Lundell and the Revelators.
They're wonderful.
They're so great.
Them. Love the Starks.
Yeah. They're great people. I love running into them because they're always dressed so amazingly. Like, down to the boots, you know?
No doubt.
And, you know, you guys also have, like, you're dressed great. I'm going to post pictures. Everybody on the air, if you guys want to look at my Instagram later, it'll be there. Well, you're here to play us some songs, and luckily I get to see you guys live. I kind of wanted to know about your experience. Like, you were born in New York, I read. You grew up in Texas?
Yep, that's right. Moved to Texas in, like, 81 and grew up there. So,
what part of Texas?
In Carrollton, Texas, just between Dallas and Denton, central Texas.
Those are the Cowboys.
It is the home of the Cowboys. Go Cowboys.
Every area of Texas is so different.
Totally different.
It's so defining it is like necessary. How do you think it shaped your music?
Oh my gosh. It's completely shaped my music. So country music was everywhere.
Yeah.
I grew up listening to Patsy Cline, I grew up listening to modern country at the time, and I also grew up listening to a lot of Tejano music and rancheras.
Yeah.
And so Texas is such a place where so many cultures have lived for a very long time and have story to tell and a voice and a sound, and it's a really unique culture. So totally influenced my writing.
I love Texas. I've spent time in Dallas, Houston, yeah. Austin, San Antonio, and everyone is so different. But yeah, you're right. There's so many different types of people or cultures that have been there for so long.
Mm-hmm.
I know we're from Tucson, and that part, you know, like, I don't know, it was all Mexico.
Absolutely.
Not even that long ago.
They were there first.
Yeah. I was talking, I have family in Southern Alabama, and there's a place called Spanish Fort. And I was like, well, no, it was like a Spanish fort. And my aunt was like, no, that's just what it's called. And I was like, no, it was like actually a Spanish fort.
Yeah.
They were there long before anybody else was here. We were reading a book about Astoria. Mm-hmm. I always say it wrong. But learning how many different people were already here blew my mind.
Yep.
I was like, it's super amazing to learn how each culture impacted America and like what's going on right now.
Totally.
It's so relevant to realize that these people were here for so much longer than a lot of our ancestors. So I feel like the Tex-Mex kind of like components to the music are like a little bit of a homage to home.
Absolutely.
That's beautiful. Well, we're going to be playing We'll Meet Again. What's your story behind that?
So We'll Meet Again, a little bit inspired during the pandemic. It's a song written from the perspective of somebody who's dying and is okay with that and wants their loved ones to not be sad because they're really not going anywhere. So the idea that we influence each other's lives in such a way that we kind of become part of one another whenever we bump into each other. So like that's
shared
the idea.
Experiences. Mm-hmm. What kind of gave you the inspiration behind this? Like, was it the pandemic itself or was it like loved one?
It was partially the pandemic, but probably more my dad. So there's a lot of songs about my dad on this EP as well as coming up on the LP. But he passed in 23. And, it took a while. He had dementia and, you know, heart problems, and as a lot of people do. But he didn't want anybody to be sad. He didn't want a funeral. He didn't want anything. And so he just wanted to live and people to remember him how he was when he was alive, and very proud man.
Yeah.
And so anyway, there was a lot of the song that was inspired by that.
I lost my dad to dementia also. It'll be 9 years ago in March, at the beginning of March. And it is such a weird disease.
Yeah.
Because you know the person, you know, like it really does change them. Personality wise I'm probably gonna cry a bunch. It's a good cry.
Yeah, I'm not gonna guarantee that I won't cry at some point in this session.
I feel like I have like a playlist of sad dad songs.
Yeah.
And when I'm having like one of those a grief like pancake moment where it just like flattens you, I'll put that on, and I feeling it and experiencing it is so necessary because I never want to forget him.
Yeah.
So, like, crying is, like, I don't know, that grief is only because he loved us that much,
exactly.
And, yeah, that's a lot.
You're describing exactly the vibe of this song.
I'm so excited to hear it. Yeah. And I'll probably cry. Here's We'll Meet Again.
Look at you, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1.
When I go, I'll be wherever you roam. Remember me when you smile, but the stars be your guide as you sail through the night. Every night when you dream, the moon will rise. I'll be the bird to sing and glide outside your window. I'll be the rustle of the wind in the trees. Every breathtaking sunset when you dream.
Rojas. If you're just tuning in, this is Wildflowers and Weeds here on X-Ray FM. I'm DJ Lazy Bones, and I've got Patty in the studio with me. Her debut album is coming out on February 6th, and she's got a EP release show on February 7th at the Showdown with openers Bad Assets and Brooklyn Dell and the Revelators. Thanks for being here again. If people are just tuning in, I've got a whole band with me, and they are literally surrounding me. So it's cozy. And they've got jokes. We've been laughing for about an hour before this. That is a beautiful song. The upbeat nature, I feel like, I don't know, it's such a heavy thing to discuss that. But that's like the part, like it is sad, but like that love that they had, I don't know. That is a positive thing. And I don't know, that's beautiful.
Thank you.
Every time I, like, if there's a song that can relate back to my dad, I like cling on to it because I like that feeling of closeness.
Yeah.
But I was talking to my sister-in-law. We were down in Tucson. My dad's, he's entombed in Sierra Vista, Arizona, which is like on the border. And it's like in the Veterans Cemetery, and it's like the bottom of the Huachucas, and which are like the big mountain range there. And it's so beautiful. It's the high desert. But, like, that's not – I don't feel my dad when I'm, like, there. Mm. But I feel him all around that whole area, you know?
Yeah.
Or everywhere we drive. Mm-hmm. Even here. Like, everywhere I go, I'm like, he would get a kick out of me living up here. He never in his, like, mind would have guessed that I would move to Portland. And he never experienced, like, the Pacific Northwest, which is, like, such a amazing place here. Was your dad back in Texas?
Yeah, I moved him up in 2017, and I was his caretaker until he died. And
okay.
Yeah.
So he did get to experience Portland.
He did, and he was he had really struggled with it because Texas is warm, first of all.
Yes.
But a lot of Latinos.
Yeah.
And so he immigrated to the U.S. in, like, 69, and when he moved to Portland, he was just like, I feel
so
like an
white.
Immigrant for the first time in my life.
That conversation... When I first moved here, I was like, this is weird.
Yeah.
Like, this is not home. Because mm-hmm. Tucson is, like, 48% Hispanic, 48% right. white, like, 4% something, everything else. And it's, like, I don't know, that Texas is like that, and that's, like, such a beautiful way to grow up, like, in in a place that's so diverse. Luckily, I feel like Portland honors a lot of cultures, but I could imagine like that transition.
Yeah.
How did he feel about the nature up here? Like trees and...
He was a city guy.
Okay.
So he was from Bogota, which is a large city, the capital city of Colombia, and then lived in New York City. And so
yeah.
he was just like...
And then doubt, like Texas's big cities.
Totally. And he was like, there's just too many trees here, not enough people.
Where's the stuff?
He's like, this is boring.
I love the honesty.
It's true.
I like, you know, my dad loved the desert because it was like open, but like your dad was like, where are the buildings?
That's right.
That is an interesting like concept to think about.
Totally.
When you moved, how did you feel when you moved up here?
I was stoked to live up here because
I
do love the mountains and nature. I love to be outside.
It's so different.
This is where I wanted to be.
When you moved here in the early 2000s, mm-hmm. That's like when Portland was like on its still kind of plateaued, but on its trajectory upward.
Mm-hmm.
So you've seen
massive transformation.
Yeah. Like mm-hmm. insane.
Yeah.
Like the whole Pearl District probably.
Totally. Pearl, Mississippi, Williams, like so many parts of town.
That's wild.
Alberta.
Yeah. And there's like sadness that comes to that too.
Yeah, there is. Totally.
Everything is just both sad and happy.
Yeah.
And that's life.
And that's okay.
And it's just how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Learning to balance it. That's the key part. I feel like music's kind of a way to process that or, you know. Put it out there in some way. Well, should we play another song?
Yeah.
So this next one is Pride and Pain. What's the story behind this one?
So Pride and Pain, this is actually going to be the title track to the LP that will come out in late summer. This song is actually about my dad and his life from immigration to death and really the experience of a very complicated human being.
Yeah.
And so it's just really a lot of, you know, at the beginning I talk about him moving or kind of getting married and moving to the United States and just kind of how life sometimes doesn't pan out as you think it will. And the bittersweetness of life and, reality of leaving this earth and at the same time having family and good things that you leave behind that feel like it was worth your while.
Well, I'm excited to hear this.
Sure can. You want a little more? Yes.
Dreams come crashing down. You might you're lost and never found. A dreamer's got a dream, pour yourself a drink, and hope you don't wake up. Didn't want to change the locks, wait for her till 4 o'clock, but she's gone. Crossing the tracks on Josie Lane again, with the North Texas sunrise kissing your driving hand again. 70 Pontiac laments, olive green, no one, no rain. When you take your chances and don't give up, spin the wheel, holding half a luck. Pride and pain's what you take when it's all over. Lost and never found. Life becomes a dream, stuck inside a screen, never to get found. Both daughters all grown up, and grandchildren all around, but you're gone. Never thought 80 years would come and go fast. Thought the day would come when you would go back, but at the end you're alone. No one to hold, no place called home. When you take your chances and don't give up, spin the wheel, holding half a luck. Pride and pain's what you take when it's all over. And it's all over.
Hey, this is Portland Chicano rocker Joshua Josue, and I love listening to Wildflowers and Weeds on X-Ray FM. And I want you to know about my buddy Holly, Richie Valens tribute show happening at the Alberta Rose Theater at 7 p.m. on Friday, January 30th. Thanks for listening.
Bye. Support for X-Ray FM comes from McMenamin's historic Crystal Ballroom in downtown Portland, hosting the Portland Folk Festival on Saturday, January 30th through Sunday, January 31st. The Portland Folk Festival features dozens of regional and national artists, including Glitter Fox, Hot Buttered Rum, Family Worship Center, and Marty O'Reilly. Tickets, lineup, and more information at portlandfolkfestival.com.
It's nice to have songs that are upbeat around it, you know? I do appreciate that. All right. If you're tuned in, it's X-Ray FM. This is Wildflowers and Weeds. I'm DJ Lazy Bones. I'm here with Patty Rojas. Her album comes out, her EP comes out on February 6th. And she's got a release show at the Showdown with Bad Assets and our buds from Forest Grove, Brooklyn Dell, and the Relevators. I don't know if they would consider themselves Forest Grove or Brooklyn's in Portland, but you know, whatever, same diff.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a great show. That's a great lineup.
Oh, it's gonna be a great show.
You're okay with that?
Okay. I was like,
I do the same thing. If I'm listening to the radio and I hear a word that seems like, I'm like, it's not my show. Like, I'm listening to regular radio. It's, you know, or not regular, but you know, those higher channels. Well, you guys are playing us some music. We've got a full band in this production studio with me right now. You're listening to us live. So you're going to be playing us a happier song, you said, Honey Bee, next.
Totally.
This one is your single that's out now. Midnight Waltz comes out tomorrow.
Yep.
So where can people find your music? Where's the best place?
Anywhere that's streaming. So any your favorite streaming platform.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. And you're going to have vinyl? EP
For the LP.
Yeah, so we in spring and summer.
Summer.
Mm-hmm. We'll have to have you back on.
I would love to. That would be great.
We'll do a review. We'll play it live.
No, cool.
We'll do some DJing, real DJing, with an actual vinyl, you know.
Yeah, that would be rad.
That's how Portland DJs at bars, you know. Mm-hmm. People bring all of their records. I'm like, this is. Phoenix was totally different.
Oh.
Phoenix was all computer. Mm. Type deal. It's a nice analog vibe. I appreciate it. You want to tell us a little bit more about the song?
Sure. So this song is actually written from the perspective of a queen bee, like actual like honeybee.
Okay.
And so it's the story of a queen bee who is actually is crushing on a worker bee. And so, you know, she's busy all the time and they don't really know each other, but she's observed him. She's like, he's caught her eye. And so this is her crush song to the worker honeybee.
How did you come into this perspective?
You know, I love bees. I've been raising bees. And I just find them to be fascinating creatures. They're like the most amazing, like other planet type of creatures, the things that they can do. Anyway, I was just like one day thinking like, man, that's a lot of work for that queen bee. All she does is lay eggs.
And all the workers.
But anyway, it just popped into my head and I was like, that would be fun. So
yeah.
That's how that happened.
I love that. My COVID, right before COVID shutdown happened, the Portland Film Festival was going on and I watched a movie about bees and it related to like the Mars mission and like the hive mentality and all this stuff, and everybody was coughing in the theater and they were like, make sure you wash your hands, there might be a big illness out there. And then the next day was like the shutdown.
Oh my gosh. Whoa.
But then I was like, oh, that was a lot of coughing, but it was a great movie. Bees are amazing. I'm excited to hear this. Well, I've already heard it, but I'm excited to watch it. Here's Honey Bee by Patty Rojas.
One, two, take off.
wind, chase that flower, catch the scent, all the sweet honeysuckle nectar. Little to the left, little to the right, shake that bee thing, come around and land just right. Give me some loving just like you do. Come back to the hive, fill my honeycomb. You're my worker bee, you ain't no joke. I'm your queen bee, feel my power. This is my hive, this is my hour. Something special between me and you. Hey, honey, be the one who gets a taste of me. Double dozen, but just one of me. I don't know you and you don't know me, but I can't help who I was born to be. A lovely queen bee. Honey with my coffee, honey with my tea, honey with my biscuits, tastes so sweet. Honey with peaches, honey with pecan pie, honey like candy, oh my. Time for new fields, time for new flowers, time for sunsets to stretch beyond the hours. Gotta keep up, gotta stay right high. It's what the queen wants, just be for the night. Give me some loving just like you do. Something special between me and you.
That's a great ending.
Thanks.
I know it's just me in the audience, but that was Honey Bee by Patty Rojas. I've got the whole band here. They are playing me songs and you songs, if you're tuning in. This is Wildflowers and Weeds. I'm here every Thursday playing you Americana, doing interviews, studio sessions. Thanks for being here. It's your birthday, I feel like we need to give you a birthday shout out for. I don't think we have our air horns. We don't have our air horns in the studio, but I'll do it. Oh, yeah.
Oh, there we go. He came prepared.
Chase is usually, like, ready with the air horn, so it throws us off when we don't have it available. Well, thanks for spending it here.
Yeah, this is a great way to spend my 50th birthday.
It's different and fun. I don't know how many times you've been on the radio on your birthday. So
this is a first.
And it'll be archived, so you can have it in your I don't know, scrapbook.
That's great.
And you can listen to this episode and all my other episodes at xray.fm under my show. You can stream X-Ray all day also from the app. Thanks again. Thanks for being here. That was Honey Bee, and I loved the ending. I feel like that's a really, like, a good closer almost. Like, that energy. Well, you're playing us some sad songs and a lot of upbeat songs. Well, they're all upbeat.
A lot of them are, yeah.
We had Ika Collins in. She was in Rose Gerber's band. She's putting out some music, and her description is like fun little bummer songs. And I really appreciate that.
That's a great phrase.
Yeah, because, you know, it's good to have like a sad song that's feels good, you know.
Right.
So I love that. Now, your next song you're going to be playing is Empty Spaces. Can you tell me a little bit about that song?
Yeah. So this song is actually a grief song. This is a song that I wrote in the summer after my dad passed, and I was just kind of sitting on the swing in the backyard, and it was night, and just was talking to my dad, literally, like, you know. Just then I decided to write this song that really kind of recounted the day of and the next day and how I was feeling and what I went through and what I was thinking. And it's a grief song.
When you were reflecting on that sitting outside, did you feel your dad all around you when you were talking to him?
I did. But I'll say I didn't feel him as much as I did when we did the photo shoot in California with my dad's car.
Oh,
his 70
yeah.
Pontiac Le Mans.
The car that's your
yep,
merch?
That's my dad's
car.
Oh,
mm-hmm. I love that. I have my dad's Jeep.
Nice.
And it's nice to have, like, sit in it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why that's such a big thing, but there's such big feelings around that. Well, the processing grief in this way is very healthy.
Totally. Yeah. So there's some grief here. This album is a lot about my dad. So,
yeah. Well, thanks for sharing that experience with the world. It's super relatable, obviously. You didn't know walking in that I had to go through the same thing.
Yeah.
And I know how hard it is. But that connection to other people, there was like the Grey's Anatomy. There's like an episode where they're like, you know, the Dead Dad's Club. Like, it sucks. And you only know when you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so true. But connecting with those people, that's how you don't feel alone anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And because you kind of lose a tether. Like, you know, to the earth.
Yeah.
When they pass. It's a weird.
It's the same and not the same. And
yeah.
I say that a little bit in the song.
I can't wait to hear it and cry.
if you cry, I cry. So we'll cry together.
Thanks for sharing this. This is, is this a fiddle song?
Uh-huh.
Oh, exciting.
Yeah, she does it all.
I know. We've got.
Oh, no.
Which way? This way?
Don't worry, we're on the radio, so no one can see it. It takes a lot of pressure off.
It was very graceful and elegant.
We all look really cool right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So smooth.
You guys all do look really cool, I will say. With the burlap sack background.
It's pretty much our vibe. It's a burlap sack kind of band.
In a basement. With a fiddle.
Are you writing a song right now?
I know. See, I wasn't even a musician, but hanging out with you guys, I'm
very Americana.
Just an improv thing.
Don't worry, it's recorded. We can make this a song later. We'll work it out.
I think we just did. I already turned that down.
Oh, yeah.
That's your guitar.
Oh, that's my guitar. Sorry.
And are you ready?
Yeah, I think so. Let's see here. Can we get in there? Cool.
That should be a genre for sure.
Ready? One, two, three.
Speeding train. say be thankful, but that don't seem to ease the pain. Life goes on, but the world don't seem to be the same. Headed for a visit just past noon that Saturday. Thought I would surprise you with empanadas and plantains. Then I got the phone call you had already slipped away. A voice said, pull over. Hey, honey, are you okay? When it's your time, and you don't want to be late. Got your eyes, got that spirit of ain't nothing gonna hold you down. In this life, the only thing that certain's we all are gonna have to go. You carve that road, you keep on paving.
Heard the live performance of Empty Spaces by Patty Rojas. They are in the studio with me. I've got the full band here. You're listening to X-Ray FM, and I'm DJ Lazy Bones. I love that.
Thank you.
That says it all.
Yeah.
If and we can talk later and cry, but that,
yeah,
I love that. You guys have one more song for us, which is The Lone Star Love. What's this song about?
So this is a song. So when I left Texas, I was 19 when I left, and I was very ready to leave Texas. I love Texas, and there was also a lot of things about Texas that was not for me. But, you know, eventually I came around to playing country music and Americana, and I kind of rediscovered Texas and an appreciation for my home state. And so this is a love song to my home state of Texas, saying, like, this is home, but, you know, you'll always be my Texas.
You know, sometimes it's getting away from the place that makes you realize, like, the positives of it.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to hear this. JBJ will be up next with Hello Cruel World. You guys want to play us out?
Sure.
But you'll always be my lone star.